Now, what about over the beds? What would you have for covers?
A bedspread.
And to keep warm?
Blankets, feather beds. No, wait a minute. Feather bed would be the mattress under you.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a down comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't use quilts too much for warmth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that old. Quilts were decorative mostly. Oh, you might have one that had been used, but we had plenty of blankets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We used to keep our feet warm by wrapping them in scraps of old blankets. Chilly, cold house, unheated. You know?
Mm-hmm.
In that cold bed, you'd run to the fire and take your little blanket, hold it up to the fire, and then you'd pour it, run, get in bed before it got cold.
That's an idea.
That was so good to the little cold feet.
My husband fusses at me for putting my cold feet on him to get warm. But yeah, what if you took some blankets or comforters off the bed to put on the floor to make maybe a bed for a baby or something like that?
Well, we didn't do a lot of that, but it would have been called a pallet.
Okay. Now what about the top part of the house? Do you have any storage area up there?
Are you speaking now of the house I grew up in?
Mm-hmm.
My house over here on Mill Street. Our house was built like this one with dormer windows, and there was no attic per se. There was a little room at the ultimate end of the house. And that, I suppose, would pass for an attic, except we call it the flea room because the cat had kittens up there.
Okay.
But that would have passed for an attic. But okay. I bet you don't have flea room on your list.
No,
you
that's a new one. That's a new one. What would you call type of stuff that you would store in a place like that? Just old furniture that you weren't using anymore and odds and ends. Do you have any term to cover all of that?
No, I don't believe we generalized in that fashion. If something became obsolete, it just ended up there. I don't remember that we spoke of it as... I've heard such stuff referred to as plunder, but we didn't use that word.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about where you would cook and eat in separate rooms?
Oh,
or
yes. Well, yes and no. There was a table in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually had our breakfast in there because it was warm. And then sometimes we always had dinner in the middle of the day, so sometimes we would have our supper on the kitchen table. Mm-hmm. We used the kitchen table occasionally for eating, but generally, if it was a family meal to sit down to, we used the dining room.
Okay. What about a room off of the kitchen where you could store?
Porch. Oh, pantry. Yes, we have a pantry.
Okay. Now, a lot of these questions have to do with farming and farm animals and different things like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how much experience you've had with
that.
Well,
we kept a cow and we always had chickens, so let's give it
okay,
a try.
Well, if you know the terms, then you can tell me.
Okay.
And if you don't, that's interesting too.
All
so
right.